WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Most jazz fans recognize the tunes of Benny Golson, even if they don't know he wrote them. Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers played Golson's Blues March every night for decades. His Stablemates has been a jam session favorite since the 1950s, and literally hundreds of trumpeters have taken a crack at I Remember Clifford. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Golson is still writing good tunes and revisiting old ones.
Saxophonist Benny Golson playing his tune Matinee. Golson composes like an improviser and improvises like a composer. His melodies sound good on their own, but they also have a sly way of drawing out improvisers who play them. He doesn't just write nice chord progressions or catchy riffs to kick a tune along, but also melodies whose shape is so distinctive, soloists can just hint at them and still sound like they're playing the tune. Golson is so highly regarded as a jazz composer, he gets overlooked as a saxophonist, which is odd because he brings the same sense of musical architecture to his writing and playing. Here's Golson in 1997 on one of his 50s classics, Five Spot After Dark. If you ever meet Benny Golson, you'll notice that he talks the way he plays, with a soothing tone, mellifluous syllables, and elegant turns of phrase. His CD, Remembering Clifford, presents itself as a tribute to trumpet saint Clifford Brown, but it's really about Golson's own ability to find fresh inspiration in an approach he's been using for 40 years. He's led sextets with three horns before, like his old jazz tet. But the sextet on his new album has the slightly unusual front line of trumpet flanked by two tenor saxes. Golson's Brown Immortal is a variation on his jazz standard, I Remember Clifford. These days, of course, everyone remembers Clifford Brown, especially younger trumpet players like John Swanna. Golson's new CD also includes a tribute to New York-born mambo king Tito Puente. It's called Tito Puente and features guest percussionists Potato Valdez and Tito Puente. This solo is by tenor saxophonist Ron Blake, whose tone is harder than Golson's, but who spins out some clever lines of his own. We'll be right back. The rest of that rhythm section is Mike LeDun on piano, bassist Peter Washington, and drummer Joe Farnsworth, all a generation or more younger than the leader. If Benny Golson's side folks sound very much on his wavelength, it's likely they all played enough of his tunes when they were coming up to learn something about how his mind works. Remembering Clifford isn't the best record Golson ever made, but like most of his work, it's consistently good. Good enough to remind us not to forget him either.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Remembering Clifford by Benny Golson and his group. I'm Terry Gross.